to the Shift Happens radio show, and of course, interference begins right at the start of it. Isn't life grand? Welcome all. This is the Shift Happens radio show, 2018. My name is Ellen Carrier, and so glad to have you here live on the show. Unfortunately, we did have a little bit of a flyby error, which was all cleared up already here. If we should lose contact again, be assured we'll be right back on again. The Shift Happens radio show is about truth, honor, and integrity. And especially today more than ever. Today's show and the series of the 2018 show, or series of shows through 2018, will be dedicated to just that, truth, honor, and integrity. And in saying that, the greatest way to start our show off this year is with a gentleman who I consider not a gentleman, to a man. He... In my journeys and my awakenings, he has been a key factor in my awarenesses of my own personal growth, as well as what is transpiring throughout our world in this time of massive historic change. The reason that I chose to start the show and ask Thomas Williams to join me is because he really, truly is an example of what we need to do to create change in our world today. We became sovereign as of January the 27th this year. Thomas was a key part of this group and network of people both on and off planet. And Thomas has been key in a myriad of sites, radio shows. He has his own, and it's not just Thomas himself. And may I clarify that, because he will also. But the fact is that Thomas has become the spokesperson for a network of people on and off planet who are here to facilitate the change of this world. And we are really right there right now. And I'm going to put Thomas on the phone. Of course, I can hear a lot of noise in the background. And I'd like to introduce Thomas Williams. He is the announcer, the creator of the Truth, Honor, and Integrity show, which runs every Thursday evening. But what I'm going to do is bring Thomas in, and what I'd like to do is ask him to give us contact information. I think that this is key, first and foremost. And then I would like to take some time, because we are going through such incredible change now, I'd like to take some time to actually interview Thomas for those of you out there who say, well, how come this guy is doing all of this? How could he even know? Well, the fact is that his life experience ad infinitum has actually been a key factor in his awarenesses and his awakenings, and as a direct result brought him to this point to help us facilitate this incredible change. So, Thomas Williams, are
Hi.
You there? Hi.
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the
show. Hi.
This is very interesting. Of course, had a flyby and all of a sudden lost connection, which is just par for the course.
Yes.
Tom, would you do me a favor first, and if you would take a few minutes and share with folks exactly how they can find you and the shows that they can find you on. I know you have a myriad of them. You have your own show, but there's also Open Your Mind Radio and many other people who are actually interviewing you these days.
Yeah, the shows are every Thursday at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. And you can catch them on www.spreaker.com/user/895-5881. You can also catch the shows live and all the archives, plus the biggest shows that we've done on individual topics on the website called thinkdifferent.thepeoplesclub.org. And we have the Facebook site of Truth, Honor and Integrity, and a MeWe site, which is a Facebook alternative with the same thing. And if people want to contact me to do a show or email me for questions to go into the show, the email is truth.honor.and.integrity@gmail.com. And that pretty much covers it.
And folks, be sure to get a pen and a piece of paper out. We have lots that we'll try and talk about. And as we're going to try and keep the show at a very minimum, but we'll see how that happens. So, Thomas, here you are. We're at probably the greatest time that we could ever have chosen to be on this planet. And we're witnessing incredible change, both directly in front of us, but behind the scenes. And there are many people that I am completely aware of that have started to wake up. Now, granted, they probably are thinking if I were to or somebody else were to talk about you and your show, the first thing that some people say is, well, how come this guy knows all this stuff and ad infinitum, all kinds of things like that. So my intention with the first show, which will be the first in a series of a few shows, to help introduce people who are now waking up, who might not know the current scenario situation and what has actually been bringing this on. So I would like to be able to start on a firm foundation so that when people know who you are, they understand that you're not some crazy guy that just walked into off
kid
the street.
On the block.
Yeah, exactly. And you really have quite a foundation. And so how did you actually get started as far as, I know we all have had interesting childhoods. I know that we all have a lot to share about that, but there were specific things that happened in your life that actually brought you to where you are here today, right?
Yes, I had a troubled and troubling childhood.
Right.
I didn't like authority too much. I still don't. I think people should be free to exercise their own personal responsibility. And if everyone does that, then there's no need for authority, particularly the goose-stepping method that we have to tolerate these days. So I had knowledge at a very young age that I didn't know where it came from. It certainly didn't come from my family members or friends. And it kind of led to a range of experiences that would be classed as paranormal or outside what is classed as normal, but there is no such thing as normal in everyday life. It's only what you perceive to be normal, when in reality, there's nothing normal about this life. And
right.
I started research over that, and it led it from one thing into another. And eventually, I ended up being a radio show host, which was a surprise to me, because I always struggled to speak when I was younger. Like most of us, we've been shut down because we have different views. And you end up becoming an introvert in many ways and frightened to speak because your views appear to be on a different planet to everybody else's. But then the internet came along and you realized, actually, there's lots more of us, you know, and that's good.
No, I agree. I think that's truly what has facilitated the change even more quickly. So here we are, and we're talking about Truth, Honor, and Integrity show. You have the Think Different, the peoplesclub.org, and you have a network of people that you've been working with. How did it happen that you all connected? How did you're sitting here and you've, and folks, you do have to look at this website, because on this website you will find information that will truly help you as far as understanding what is going on behind the scenes. So how did you get connected with people?
Well, with regards to the current sources and the foundation and what's known as the trust, it's my understanding that they were looking for people in the alternative media that could be sensible, balanced, and trustworthy, and didn't have a troubling background. And so they looked at and spoke to various people, and then they came across me. We just clicked, you know. Like, they're more than pleased with the choice they made, and it just grew from there. Obviously, there's an element of trust that needs to be gained on both sides. But one thing that people who regularly listen to my show, I will not put out stuff unless it's A, validated, or B, it's ready to be put out. You know, there's many others who like to do the big scoops and big exclusives. And, you know, people forget there's a war going on currently. Or just because there's not tanks on the street, the war is for your mind. And there's a lot of games going on, and a lot of to-ing and fro-ing, and a lot of high-level meetings deciding who's going where and who's getting arrested and who's changing this and who's not changing that. And my knowledge and background, my own knowledge and background, has been supplemented along the way by various people. And I managed to combine it into a package that is delivered in a way that people on all levels can easily understand it. Because a lot of it gets becomes kind of highfalutin and above people's heads. Unless people have an understanding of it at the beginning, you're always going to struggle. And so we try to deliver our shows in a way that people, whatever subject it is, they get a basic understanding of it.
Wonderful. So you just said something very important, because there are people who are waking up and that are pretty new. I mean, as in waking up, as in, you know, something's been wrong, but they've not really wanted to get involved with it, and one morning, and they're starting to ask questions. And this is why I'm doing the show today, and we'll do a few series with you if you don't mind, that we can give them a little bit of a path that they can follow, so that they can understand a little bit and not be overwhelmed by the, and let's face it, any and all of us will agree there's information ad infinitum for thousands of years that we have to learn. And so the key is for the new people who are coming in and saying, well, where do I begin? And Mom, I think that's a very important point. And you had mentioned first off that I think is very important to talk about is that we have to work within ourselves and clear that part of us. So maybe you can expound on that first, and then we can go on to more of the technical.
Our first, you know, we've done... we cover a gamut of topics within the show and the previous show that I was on before we started up THI on its own. You know, I've got a range of knowledge And sometimes it's difficult to know which where to start with. But everyone has their own interest. You know, not everyone likes to talk about or hear about ETs. Not everyone likes to hear about the pedophile issues or the corruption of the church because they're connected in some way, because they've got children of their own or they're religious. And so there's bits in it for everyone combined in the shows. But 2 years ago, I realized that I kind of have a strong intuitive nature to myself and can see things ahead of time. And I decided that I would do a complete change and focus or try to focus on the people themselves. And that's when I started talking about doing the shadow work and your inner work. You know, dealing with your shadow sides, your past traumas, what makes you angry. And peeling back the onion layers of the self to then be in a more balanced and calm state. There's always things that people have hidden amongst themselves because the biggest lies we tell are the ones to ourselves. We always, this masks of illusion, I call it, where we put up a mask to whoever the person we're with, and we either compete with them, we've got better houses or better cars or better jobs, and there's that comparative mindset, which is basically harming us all. All it does is put you into a cycle of death, for most people anyway. But there's a lot of pent-up trauma with the ones who have awakened because they're not listening to stuff that's pleasant. You know, and if people want to come and listen to my show, they won't hear what they want to hear. They'll hear what they need to hear, and that's the difference. You know, we have to go through our own shadow work. Is the family members that have been abusive to you when you were younger, and deal with it. You know, because otherwise it just festers throughout your whole life. And many of these different traumas, or they may have lost a partner or a parent at a young age, and they've never really dealt with it. Well, that then weighs heavy on you. The energy is excessively heavy. And if that is cleared, then the positive energy's got more maneuverability than be a part of you. So then you become a lot more open to some of the information that comes out, no matter what subject it is, because none of it's particularly pleasant. The fact is we've all been lied to, left, right and centre, on everything. And the biggest change is the inner change. It's not the government and it's not the military. The biggest change is in the people. The people have decided we've had enough of living this way and we want to live a better way for the benefit of all. That's yes. The biggest change.
And this is what you're talking about is huge, and it's not something that is necessarily easy. But on your website, you also have some specific processes that people can use to help them work through issues, is that correct?
Yes. Chloe did the bulk of the, my partner Chloe did the bulk of the work on that. And I had some input into it. And we decided between us that it would be better to draft up documents of how to deal with your shadow sides, how to do your inner work, how to do breath work, which also get you in a calmer and balanced state. How to there's people who can't meditate, they can't silence the brain. Well, that's the essence of meditation. Is meditation is silencing the brain, so then you think with the heart, not the brain. And then once you get skilled at it, life as you thought it was no longer appears to be the same. Because then you get, when you're operating from the heart center and not using the brain or the mind to compromise it, you have things in an overview point of view, you gain a lot more wisdom. You cut through all the clutter and chatter of life. He said, she said, does it really matter? You get an overview point of view, operate from the heart. Somebody mentioned today about, and we all say it, the gut instinct. Well, the gut instinct is the one that traps you in the lower three chakras. We have documents that cover that. And Chloe did most of that one. The idea is not to be in the gut instinct in the lower three chakras. The idea is to go through all seven and then operate in the heart center. Then you have empathy, then you have understanding.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's okay.
I hope that Chloe will join us for a show or two also. So.
Yes. But
when you're talking about ourselves, and it's really basically we're repairing ourselves. We're rebooting ourselves. And I that one point that I think that needs to be mentioned is the fact that the television offers an awful lot of that exterior, that mental, boosting the ego and controlling the ego. And if you choose to really create change for yourself, part of that process is to disconnect more so from all of that stuff. Even the computer, the TV, the cell phone, all of these things, they all are part of that mental competition that we all live in. It's kind of like going to a high school dance and everybody, has to say something about someone, and they did this and they did that and this and that. And then you sit there and you worry about, well, I should have. And our mind is programmed to think like that. And so the whole process of releasing ourselves, our ego, is what, I don't know if we can be egoless, but...
No, it's about balance.
Exactly. And when you start thinking from your heart rather than your head, life changes. And I really can say that when that happens, there's almost like an overnight, how's that? There's a freedom, there's an ease, there's a level of gentleness, I think is the best way to say it, for me anyway. And you get to move and see life completely differently.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense? Yeah.
Well,
so
the ego comes from the mind.
Right, exactly.
Sorry.
And it is programmed through television. It's programmed through technology. So it's just an automatic thing for everybody. So once you realize and see that that's the case, it's almost like when you really connect and realize that, there's, for myself, what happened is that I've always kind of stood from the outside and watched however I participated. And there came a time when the participation started to really, just get right in my face, and I realized that it's not okay. It's no longer how I want to live. Tons of things and putting on lots of makeup and wearing the latest, well, I never was one for wearing the latest clothes. I always created my own style. So, but I still wanted to be out there and in the front. And when I decided that not that I decided, I realized that I'm not doing anything good by doing that. I'm just servicing my ego. And I realized that I was pretty foolish at times as well. And so it was a leveling for me.
Yeah,
it's
one of the one of the things if you operate from the heart center, like I said, you mentioned about ego, it's the key to everything is balance. You know, we often hear people say, don't do this or don't do that. Well, if everything's in moderation and in balance, then you can basically in this life experience anything. But it has to be in moderation. It has to be in balance. Now, what we've been doing is going in excess. And you mentioned the TV and the programming. A lot of the new listeners will not get that you and your mind has been programmed to think in a certain way via the television, because that technology is the future. And I can tell you now, you will find out as you go on your journey, is that all the technology that's projected as being the future is actually the past, way in the past. And this, it gets introduced slowly so people can get used to it. But technology, the likes of robots and all the other stuff, is not the future, it's the past. And these elite people and the cabalas, as we call them, introduce it not for the people's benefit, but for their benefit. And what we have to change is we have to change their way of thinking. Now, we can't change their way of thinking if we're acting the way they want us to be, which is programmed consumerism, ego-driven, greed, envy, comparative mindset with a whole set of anger issues. How are we going to change anything with that? Well, clearly we're not. And so what we have to do going forward, and this is often mentioned in my show, the regular show anyway, is we have to think and act different. Everyone wants change, but they don't want to put any input into it. Well, how can you achieve change with no input? You can't. And so people have to start thinking if they want to see life and a future for their children growing up, to live in a better world with less crime and less violence and no wars, and people have the an abundance of the basic needs in life. We need to go back to that, because the excess stuff is just putting us in more and more debt. If we want all those things, then we have to think and act different. We can't carry on thinking the same way and acting the same way and expecting that change will just happen like a magic wand. It won't. It takes hard work from all of us, and then join up as a collective and go, you know what, we've had enough of this slavery and low wages and poverty and famine and wars. We don't want it anymore. It's us that pays for it. People often forget that. You're paying for that war in Afghanistan or in Syria. The American people are paying for it. Well, why are we allowing ourselves and our money to be spent in that manner? So you have to, again, think different. And then encourage others to step out of their own fear program. But that's another thing you could probably spend the whole show on, is fear. You know,
exactly.
People are frightened to go into court. Why should you be frightened to go into court, even when you haven't committed an offence? It's that fear programming, again, that comes via the TV and other avenues. We've got, the police siren goes off. everyone goes into a state of fear. That shouldn't be the way we should live our lives. We should be free to be able to challenge poor behaviour of the police officers that are misbehaving, and the judges who are being corrupt, and the politicians who are being corrupt. It's all right, but too many of us, far too long, have stayed silent. That has been the problem. So in essence then, we are complicit for what we see as the world today, because that's what we've allowed to be, and we've got to forgive ourselves and forgive them and try and project a new way forward.
And back in about 2005, there was actually a congressional law that was passed that allowed media to create their own stories without repercussion. There's actually information on YouTube, of which all you have to do is put in there that information. And we have media that really plays on this, and they want you to be afraid. They want you to come to the TV. They want you to get your information and your answers from there. And that's how it's been perpetuated as long as it has. And I'm just thinking that we have to really, truly focus on changing ourselves instead of doing the roundtable on the, like the news or the sports station does. You have to have your own roundtable with your heart, you know, and take time to do the work inside that makes you a better person for yourself and not for anyone else. It's about working with yourself.
Yep. Are you still there, Tom?
Yes. It's work of the self to be of service to others.
Yes.
As the new listeners, you'll hear the term service to self, which is selfish, and everything's about me and I, and service to others is us and we. But you have to work on the self to then be able to be healthy and balanced and driven enough to then help others. Otherwise you're going to come overburdened. But a lot of people have suffered that way.
And if you are not self-assured, I think this is because you had mentioned something in the last couple of days about how people talk about what they do and how they do things, and the difference between the ego and pride and being self-assured. Because once you start really understanding yourself, and, you know, I tell people I'm know who I am and I know who I'm not, and I'm okay with that.
Yep.
And it makes a huge difference. I can honestly say that I lived part of my life playing the role of the victim, and that everybody was doing bad things to me. And that's not doing anything except manipulating the people around me. And so once you understand what you are doing, once you understand whether it's coming from the heart or the ego, or wherever it's coming from, whatever the wound was within you, and you, a lot of times it's a matter of just acknowledging it, and the healing is maybe not necessarily all done, but it surely clears a new space within your own person, and things start to change, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, the reality is, and again, this is something that people need to hear, not necessarily what they want to hear, is we create our own reality. Mm-hmm. And you often hear people all say, I get no luck, me. well, you've just created your own reality. Or people are always nasty to me. You've just created your own reality. Because the messages go out, it's absorbed by the AI, and they send you what you ask for. And that's the simplistic version of it. But you know, I'm always sick, and suddenly that person just continues to be sick. It's only until you say, you know what, I'm tired of being sick. I want to be well. That then changes your whole future contract with yourself.
I think that's
you doing that. You know, a lot of people who are religious, they'll think God has done it, but it's you. It's you that makes the change.
I think people don't even realize they're doing it at times.
It's become a program.
Yes, exactly. And that's exactly. Exactly. And it really is that simple. It is program. And the only way, it's kind of like an alcoholic. And when you turn around to an alcoholic and you say, you got to stop drinking, well, the alcoholic, unless they are truly ready deep within their soul to stop drinking, that's not going to happen. Likewise, the change of self is the same way. If you want your life to change, you have to go within to make that change.
Yeah, it has to come from you. And many of us have had poor experiences when we were younger that we never dealt with as we got older, and they just festered. You've got to deal with them, those issues. Otherwise, it manifests into something else. You end up becoming dependent on drugs, be it pot or the other stuff, or even pharmaceutical drugs or alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, that's your cure for all. It becomes the crutch to lean on. And what you have to do is be strong enough and balanced enough in yourself to realize, you know what, I don't need that crutch. One of the things we've done privately with THI is work with people who have been on long-term meds and get them to stop taking them. It's all phased out, so it's not like cold turkey. But we've got a number of people in that group who formerly took a whole heap of pills, and suddenly we weaned them down and they're no longer taking pills. Are they any better? Many say yes. Are they any worse? No.
No.
Because the pill is the placebo, whether it's a placebo or it isn't. That's a play on words. Mm-hmm. The pill is the placebo, because it's taking you away from your own ability to heal yourself. All it takes is a change in your mindset to say, I can heal myself. I do not need chemotherapy to cure me of cancer, because it doesn't. And many people have cured themselves of cancer just by thinking.
Yes, because part of it, a good portion of it, is an emotional imbalance. Cancer is a fungus. That's all it is. It's a fungus. And it is totally the illusion has been created by Big Pharma and the media is that all in collusion together. And the fact is that people and everybody listening, we are the power. We are our own power.
Yeah.
And when you
just
stop when you stop buying into that illusion, your life changes because you become the boss of your own world.
Yeah.
So, somebody who is brand new, or maybe not brand new, but is still just trying to figure things out, they start working on themselves, Thomas, and they start creating this change, what's next? Go to the website, check things out,
yeah.
Watch the video.
Yeah, there's on the Think Different site, that's basically a help guide for people. I'm trying to remember the title. There's the archives of all the shows, and there's what we call the special shows, where we pick topics out that may be to do with illness, it may be to do with ETs, it may be to do with the Constitution. There's a whole heap of things that covers a whole range of topics in various shows. The Faction show that explains the Illuminati, because the Illuminati itself no longer exists. It's splintered into five groups, and again, that show was kind of ahead of its time, as people are now talking about factions and not Illuminati, because that's the reality of it. So on the Think Different, and then we've got the self-help, the documents with the shadow side work, the inner work, the breathing techniques you can do, the shielding practices, the grounding practices, and the centering. And so there's a whole heap of material on ready for people who want to improve themselves, and then at least give themselves an opportunity to dip their toe in the rabbit hole that is what is known as the alternative media. It's not an easy path, learning the truth. The truth is badly painful. It's painful for us all, on a personal level and on a collective. You know, I termed the people in the alternative media as the sin eaters, because in essence, we're absorbing all this knowledge and information that is mainly bad things that have happened to people and countries and the planet, and we're absorbing it all, while there's a whole heap of people who just sit there completely oblivious to it for whatever reason. You know, some of it's fear. They don't want to face it. They can't face their own self. So how can they face the knowledge and the truth, the bad parts of it, coming from somebody else? In essence, the block is themselves, because they haven't learned to overcome their own fears and find out who and what they are themselves. And that's a big problem, the victim status.
Yes. So we have, what I'm hoping is that we can share this interview with those who are coming in who might just be starting to understand or accept that there is something definitely wrong with society and our world at this point in time. And so the inner work is key. The inner work is how you release yourself from your own bondage, basically, and all of that stuff that you've carried all your life. You can check in with Thomas Williams at the Truth, Honor, and Integrity website, but so this is the thinkdifferent.thepeoplesclub.org, which is an incredible resource of information, and that's exactly what Thomas was just talking about. There was a new link that just was released by Michael earlier today, I believe it was, or yesterday, which really is I'm going to say there's probably 10 different recordings of shows that you've done that explain what's going on behind the scenes that is creating what is happening that we're seeing in front of us. But it also goes even deeper and into, because I think we need to address this. We don't necessarily have to go deep into it at this point in time. But it's not just we need the people here on this planet – The earth is valuable. We are valuable. What is happening to the earth is it's time for it to change in an incredible way. I mean, a miraculous way. And we have people off planet who are supporting and helping us do that. Could you explain maybe just a little bit of that so that when they go to the site, they'll understand what they're seeing?
We have had help. We've also had the reality is most of the off-world that have visited here have not done service to humans on this planet. Most of them have used us and abused us and used us for various things. A lot of trade that we were completely unaware of. But these certain elites, select few on the planet, they knew all about it. In fact, they were controlled and operated by them. And we went into a show, when was it? Back in 2015, I think it was, where it covered the whole gamut of the original control structure, off-world and on-world, and right all the way on down to the Illuminati, which is the fifth layer down. Most people think they're the top layer. They're actually the fifth layer down.
Right.
And so it's hard to get into that thing, sort of thing, because you know, a lot of people don't believe in it, and I do get that. But you know, there's sufficient topics in there: government corruption, medical corruption, and you name it. It's being covered in the shows because we, the intel and the sources and my knowledge combined. Is coming from the top end. That's why a lot of it is proven correct and has been borne out. Now we wait for this official announcement, even though it was an official announcement. We're still in that program where we need somebody off the TV to announce it, and I do get that. But the, you know, people. The important thing I need to stress is to people is, yes, the country becomes sovereign and certain things take place, but that won't change anything unless we change the way we behave, the way we act, and the way we think. We have to go back, some of the older people listening will know, to the community village type. Just because you're in a big city doesn't mean to say we all have to be separate and different and competing against each other. We have to return to caring and sharing and looking after each other, because the government won't look after you. People keep waiting and voting for this party and voting for that party, and this is going to change and that's going to change, and then they find out halfway through it, well, actually, it hasn't changed. It's actually got worse. And the reason is because we haven't done enough to correct it. It's like the people in Louisiana. They knew when they had the floods last year that the government wasn't coming to help them. FEMA wasn't coming to help them. And Red Cross were blocking, which they'd done at every other disaster. So they all got together, and didn't matter what sexuality they were, what religion they were, what colour they were. They all mixed in together at a time of crisis and fixed it and looked after everyone and pulled a lot of people to safety. Nobody cared then about whether someone was black, white, green, or yellow.
Exactly.
They just came together. Well, why do we have to wait for a time of crisis to do that? Why don't we just do it normally?
Now. Right.
You know, not all Muslims are bad. Not all Hispanics are bad. Not all blacks are bad. Not all whites are bad. There's bad elements. That doesn't mean to say that just because they're a Muslim, that they're all terrorists. It's the most ridiculous thing ever. And this is part of the divide and conquer that has been played on the people for thousands of years. And we've allowed it to take hold. And it's only we that can change it. We go, just because they tell me Muslims are terrorists doesn't mean to say I have to believe it. I'm going to go meet a Muslim and go meet some. You know, we had it in America. The Russians are coming to get us. The commies. Well, did they? No. It's just a fear program, but everyone grows up with that. That the Russians are always coming to get us. But they never. And so we have to start thinking for ourselves.
And this is the programming, again, on television, has a good part to do with this as well. And as soon as you make the decision to turn that channel off, news off, and really allow yourself to breathe and start paying attention to how we act and react, because when you respond versus reacting, responding means that you've healed some of that wound. Reacting is a reaction to something in your past that you haven't healed yet. And it really does come back to that one, so it's several thoughts in one statement, but the fact is that we as an individual start to change. We make this happen by changing how we respond. We look within ourselves and change what's going on within ourselves. And as a direct result of doing this, we are able to change how we respond to incidences, people, places, and things outside of us. And I would, you know, not everybody is a non-bigoted person. That comes, bigotry is a learned behavior. It's all taught, and it comes in, I mean, a myriad of avenues. But the fact is that as you start to heal the inside of yourself and your heart becomes freer and you start seeing through your heart, all of those things don't matter anymore.
No.
And there isn't that reaction and that same, it's an action rather than reaction. And it, if you flip the TV on, or you flip even the news on the internet, and you watch it, even the alternative media, they're going off on all kinds of issues and creating what they think is the right news. The right news is that we, the people, need to start changing ourselves. I wanted to ask one other question, and on the Think Different People's Club page, there's one last on this special link that's available now. You have the Kingdom of Mana and the Universal Protection Unit, and though we can't really go into that, could you just touch lightly on that so that should somebody go in and they tap on those videos first, they won't be a little fearful?
The UPU was a group of off-world that you can hear in the background. It was an extraordinary show in many ways, the language that was being out. It's members of a collective of what's known as the Council, Galactic Council. There's all kinds of different names. But these are a collection of races that are universal wide, that go around trying to fix. It's not just Earth that's suffered problems with control issues and abuses to the native species. And so the drive is to fix it on all levels. And there's members on that council that have done real bad things on this planet in the past, both since we came here and before, because there was other species on this planet before we were here, and people will eventually find that out. Not necessarily believe what I'm telling you. You eventually we're going to find that out. And so the UPU were the council who are overseeing the changes. They're not here to fix it. I need to make that quite clear. It's part of the problem of people of going from victimhood into savior mode. Nobody's here to save you. Only you save you.
There.
And so the council have now got human representatives, two people, that can at least put the human side of things to the council, which was denied previously. So, you know, they're seeing there's been a lot of interference here, and the move forward is we will go forward without the interference. So if we mess up then, we can't blame this group, we can't blame that group, and we can only blame ourselves. And it's a one-off chance, because previous civilizations here have messed up. I personally think, my own personal opinion, it was messed up because of interference, because we are given technology that we were not ready for. In essence, as a species, we're still children compared to others. You know, going around telling people, oh, you can't come to our country, you're an illegal alien. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life, because how can you be a legal alien on your own planet?
Yeah.
And when people start thinking that way, that we can't have people from Israel or Palestine or Britain coming over here and taking all our resources. There is no our resources. The resources don't belong to America. It's only governments and systems that create who has resources and who doesn't. When governments actually grow up and become adults and realize the resources doesn't belong to the Rothschilds or the cabal or the royal families, it belongs to all of us. And then governments start to share the resources, then we have a real planet going forward. But until governments step out of the creche and become adults, and that's our role, is to force them into being that way. But we can't ask governments to do things better if we're not doing it ourselves. If we're not looking after the homeless guy on the corner, if we're just stepping over and ignoring him or her, we can't carry on doing that. We can't carry on ignoring there's 49,000 children per day dying or going missing. 49,000 per day. We can't carry on ignoring that either. Well, it's not our child, so it doesn't really matter to me. Well, it should. Because if you're operating in the heart center and in empathy, it does matter. Every life matter. It's because so many people in Iraq died. Oh, it doesn't matter. They're Iraqis. No, they're people. And this is that way of thinking changes everything. Then we have a real planet going forward.
And I think also
The UPU.
I'm sorry. I was going to just add one other thing. That entire mindset also, that of, well, it's not my child, oh, it's not. The other thought is that when people start to look at the issues that are out there, it's the same scenario. Well, there isn't anything I can do about it, so why should I even bother to know? Well, until you start being part of it and are educated and understand going on, only then will things change. It starts with agreeing to open your eyes, your ears, your heart, and your mind, and then responding from the heart. And I'm sorry if I interrupted you. I apologize.
No, as people grow, you will recognize you will come to different doors in your life. Those doors will present themselves as you grow personally. And it's up to you whether you open them doors and step through. As you open that door, you just open yourself to another field of information. You're not going to learn everything overnight. You're not going to learn everything in this lifetime even. And don't be hard on yourself if you're struggling. This is complex stuff. There's so many avenues to it. There's so many rabbit holes. And when you think the rabbit holes have ended, you've got layer after layer after layer after layer after layer. And then there's a bigger picture, which very few get. So don't be hard on yourself as you're learning and going through yourself. Just stick at it and ask for help. You know, you have the email. You know, there's people in the group in Truth, Honor, and Integrity on the Facebook or the MeWe who have... We've kind of got people in the group to look after each other. It's kind of unique, the group, because everyone looks after each other. That's the way we have to take it forward. Can't start it with a group where everyone's arguing and fighting with each other and no, my opinion is right. No, it's not. You can't carry on like that. You have to, you know, agree to disagree. Not everyone agrees on everything. Agree to disagree and move on.
Yeah.
But at least be civil to each other, because that's where we fell short. We're not nice to each other. We can't even be bothered saying hello to each other. Well, we have to stop that. Let's get go back to being caring and sharing. Then everything opens up.
Old days. I think even back in the 50s, we were a little bit more family-oriented, more community-oriented. There may have been division still. However, we spent more time together and talking rather than today, if you go into a restaurant, what do you see? Everybody sitting there with a cell phone and they're texting. And so the great thing about the THI group is the fact that we have people who, even though it is online, the fact is it's a network of people who've had bumps and bruises, who are on the same path of discovery, and they're on various stages of their learning. And there will always be somebody in there that you just, if you join the group and you start chatting, you may find that you'll find a special connection and someone who you can talk to understand just a little bit more.
Yeah. You know, one of the regrets as things have got more busy for myself, I used to spend a lot of time helping people with the shield and stuff, and Chloe helps people with the ground and shield and the centering. And some of the chakra issues. Unfortunately, my time is kind of limited. You know, we used to help a lot of people when I was in Cosmic Voice. I had more time then, but with your own show, you do developing it all yourself, so it's kind of more difficult. But, you know, a lot of people have been helped to get off the drugs. A lot of people helped to get off the other drugs as well, and the alcohol. Because none of those three will help you.
Right.
That's the crutch. And,
absolutely.
And people have learned to stand up for themselves. There's members in the group now who 18 months ago wouldn't have dared to challenge a nurse or a doctor and say, no, you're not vaccinating my child. That person has taken personal responsibility. We've all given personal responsibility for doctors and nurses to pump all kinds of poisons into our children and ourselves because we think they know better. But doctors and nurses don't train on cures.
Right.
They're trained to hang out I'll hand out experimental drugs, placebos.
They get bonuses for it.
Yeah. So, you know, these are some of the things as you you go on your journey of learning. And there's volumes of information, not just on my show and my site, all around the internet. You know, we need to get ourselves healthy. And a healthy mind then filters right through the body.
Yes.
When you get to the heart level, a lot of things that you thought you had suddenly disappear or can do.
Yes, they do. In the end, they just disappear because you've healed the wound that actually was feeding it.
Yeah.
In your soul, in your mind, body.
You know,
once again, we are.
I've gone through a lot of life trauma myself in the last 5 years since I put myself forward. You know,
yeah,
would have tipped a lot of people over the edge. You know, but it's the right thing to do, and what you find, and what most people are finding. So the new people on. That are going on their journey now, you will find that people around you will fade away. Don't be alarmed because they're not on your path anymore. You've chosen a different path. We all have our own paths in life. Some are better than others. Some are side streets that eventually may put you back on the right path, and some take you right back where you started. You have people in your family that are energy vampire, you know, that you have to deal with. You know, they're always asking, can I borrow this? I need you to do this. I need you to do that. And you're always the shoulder to cry on. It's energy vampirism. But only you allow that.
Right.
And only you can stop it. You're not here to be somebody else's battery.
Exactly.
You know, you need to stand in your own sovereignty.
Mm-hmm. And I think also the point too is that we all make these choices, and we have to at some point in time. I kind of tell a story sometimes about the guy that walks down the street and falls in a hole. He gets up, turns around, and comes back the next day, walks down the street, falls in the hole again, and says, "Why am I in this hole?" He gets up, he goes back around. Next day, he walks down the street, says, "Oh, that hole, falls in it." Turns around, gets up. Next day, he walks down the street. He says, "Oh, there's the hole." And he walks around the hole. The next day, he comes back. He says, "Oh, yeah, that's the street with the hole. I'm going to go another way." That's, I think, what happened for all of us. We have to acknowledge the choices that we're making, because it is ourselves, it is you and I, and we all choose the path that we're on.
Yeah. We all make mistakes along the way, but don't be hard on yourself for making mistakes. Mistakes are there as a learning curve. If you treat it as, well, I messed up there, oh well, I know not to do that again. Or are you going to keep repeating it? Because some people just keep making the same mistake over and over and over again, because they've got themselves into a rut, into a program, a system, like a hamster wheel. There's so many women who have left an abusive and violent husband and end up going straight into another one who does the same. I'm awful unlucky. No, you didn't address it. And so you then you pulled in that negative energy that you're holding on, and it's matched like a magnet. And it will keep happening until you stand in your own sovereignty and go, "I'm not having that anymore." And then people then with the better frequency and a more positive outlook that's not going to treat women like a piece of crap and a piece of meat, you will get a better person coming forward. But you see it so many times, women who leave one abusive relationship and jump straight into the next. It's the victimhood status.
Exactly.
Don't do it. You don't have to. Nobody should have to tolerate that. Nobody's that lonely to need that type of abuse.
So, Thomas, I knew it would go longer than 30 minutes, which was the original plan. But there's one other thing that I would like you to talk about, if you would. And just very briefly, because we're watching, if you're turning the TV on or even on the internet, you're seeing all this stuff about about Wall Street and everything's collapsing and everything this and everything that. The entire concept of money has been a lie and a distortion for longer than you and I have ever been alive. And you have a segment on that page also about the kingdom of mana. And though we can't really get into a whole heck of a lot of that, I think it's very important that at least you mention something.
Yeah. Basically, the kingdom of mana became the first sovereign nation. As a sub-sovereign to the Mana World Holding Trust. And it's the Mana World Holding Trust is kind of the key, but Kingdom of Mana is just as important because they became the blueprint. And so countries around the world can now contact Kingdom of Mana. They've provided the blueprint for their country to become a sovereign nation, which means they're not, it's a bit like Puerto Rico is now part of America. Well, did the Puerto Ricans get asked whether they wanted to be part of America? No, they just took over it. And a lot of this has gone on because the Mana World Holding Trust, which has been going for thousands of years and has been operated by people not with humanity's best interests. When certain countries have been told to go to war, like America did, World War One and World War Two, against the will of the people, and then the country went bankrupt. So then the country needs funds to rebuild. Well, they were pledging assets of the country, and the World Trust was taking hold of the assets, and they were being used against the countries. Well, all those assets, when you become a sovereign nation, are then returned and with interest and dividends. So it's the Mana World Holding Trust that has filed for the sovereignty, the return of America to be a sovereign country. Well, it's not a return because you've never been sovereign from day one, including the founding fathers. They were all part of British rule. And the American people and its history has been alive from day one. And I addressed that in a show we did last Friday. I went into some of the past history about the Constitution. There's actually four at the moment, and none of them's the real one. And sovereignty then allows you to have a central bank, an American central bank, which we don't have. Now, most people go, but we've got the Federal Reserve. Then you'll find out as you go on your journey, the Federal Reserve is part of the Crown of England and nothing to do with America. And the same as the IRS and the same as the agencies, be it CIA, FBI, NSA, TSA, DHS, none of them are affiliated or under the control of the American government. None of them. They're private corporations. Well, as a sovereign entity, we don't need those type of groups. So technically, they can be repurposed or come on congressional oversight. So that's something that can be changed. So that's The Kingdom of Manna became the first nation that the Manna World Holding Trust granted sovereignty to. So they, in essence, are unique, as because now they're the first country to gain sovereignty. And what the people of Kingdom of Manna are doing is providing the blueprints for every other country, free of charge, to go and retain or regain their own sovereignty. So likes of Australia and New Zealand won't be part of the Commonwealth, and Canada also. So what I do know is 122 countries have approached our group. I'm affiliated with both Kingdom of Manna and Manna World Blood and Trust, with an interest in declaring their countries sovereign. And one of the main aspects of being sovereign is you get the trust, some of the trust funds to rebuild the country and wipe out the debt. But as a sovereign, you also have personal responsibility. So it's not just the people that need to exhibit that, the country also. And so one of the key aspects of becoming sovereign is you're not allowed to attack another nation. So all America's wars in Afghanistan, which is nothing to do with America, in Syria, again, nothing to do with America, and Iraq, have to cease. Otherwise, you lose the sovereign status and access to the trust. And so, if every country became sovereign, we can end war between countries. What is known as countries, it's more to do with the factions again. Fairly quickly, because you're only allowed to defend, you're not allowed to attack. But once every country becomes sovereign, and actually the governments themselves and the hidden agenda people behind them learn to become adults and grow up and stop making everyone fight for nothing. You know, all the land and resources must have more than the other one. Well, why do we have to play that game? Why can't we share all the food supply? You know, share all the minerals. Why do we have to play country games? We have to get better nuclear weapons than Russia. You know, you take a step back and just think of what is being said by that. We want more objects to kill people than the other country. And some people think that's great.
Yes, but
they're not
exactly
thinking correct.
Not at all.
Not thinking right. It's, you know, when you operate from the heart, it's absolutely absurd. You know, it's childhood stuff. I've got a bigger pencil than you, and my pencil's got a rubber on. Really? And we've got government people that are supposed to represent the people talking about adding nuclear weapons. How many weapons do we need to destroy the planet?
Exactly. And why would we want to?
Exactly.
And so, this brings it back to the factions, yes?
Yes, it does. You know, there's five factions. There's two in America. The Zionist faction, we're connected to the country Israel, but nothing to do with the Israeli people. This is a political agenda. There's the Nazi element, and most people in America can't or won't see that. But if you research Project Paperclip and Project Overcast, you'll realize all the Nazi scientists all came to America and Canada. Volumes of them. So they didn't go away.
Yes.
And so you've got the Asian faction and the Jesuit faction, which is more connected with the Vatican Church and the secret societies. But there's a lot of them in each faction has decided, because we have spoken to all groups, we've spoken to every government about sovereignty and about cleaning up your own house. It's one of the conditions of the funding. You have to clean up house and let's get rid of this corruption and the criminals that are running this planet like a madhouse.
Yeah.
But we have to step in. We can't just expect them to change everything. We have to step up in their roles and do it in a better way. You know, I've said this often. The cabal can step down at midnight tonight. What happens next? And everyone goes silent. Because they've forgotten how to think the way forward. They've been too used to the teacher telling them what to do, the police telling them what to do, the judge telling them what to do, and the government telling them what to do. And it hasn't worked for anybody.
Only for
so
the
we
faction.
Have to take control of our lives. Only for
exactly.
The system. It's worked for the system.
It's only service the system, exactly. And so it comes down again back to where we started, Thomas, which is the only way everything is going to change in our world is if we start changing ourselves. The way we look at things, the way we see people, we have to get from the head into our hearts.
Yeah.
And that's where it
perhaps
begins.
If you're,
and so,
yeah.
And even though
perhaps if you're,
that
there's a bit of delay on the line here. Yeah.
Pardon me? Yeah.
There's a bit of delay on the line. Perhaps if you're wrapping it up soon, I can read that piece I used to read out at the end of THI. I haven't read it for a while, so good reminder.
I would like you to refresh everybody's memory. Go ahead and grab a pen and a piece of paper, whoever's listening. Would you please share with everybody how they can get in touch and involved with your programs, the show, Truth Happens, Truth, Honor, and Integrity show, the social media sites, et cetera, if you would do that for me.
The link for the show goes on the Facebook page, on the pinned post, and the Facebook is Truth, Honor, and Integrity. The Facebook social media alternative we created for people who don't like Facebook, called MeWe, is also Truth, Honor, and Integrity. Now, some people have had difficulty finding it, but if you send an email to truth.honor.and.integrity@gmail.com, we can add you to the MeWe. And the articles and the archives and the self-help website, there's a vast volume of information on that. And if you want to catch up with things, go and listen to the bigger shows. It gives you an overview if you do it in order, because it has. We've kind of done the show like a storybook. And that's thinkdifferent.thepeoplesclub.org. You can get the live link from there on Thursday also. And sometimes we have a Sunday show called An Evening with Thomas, where I bring on one of the members to tell about their life story. And so that becomes their show because, you know, it's not just about me. It's about all of us. And we all have a voice. And each and every voice is important. And the other thing we have is the People's Club, which is the foundation that I set up along with the foundation people. And that's called the peoplesclub.org. Eventually, we will get funding from the trust for that. And we're going to be doing all kinds of projects and getting involved in improving people's lives financially and creating a better future. So that's thepeoplesclub.org.
That's wonderful. So, Thomas, if you would do me a great favor and read what you normally read, I would like to thank you for joining the Shift Happens radio show. I would like to ask you to come back and could...
Yes.
Talk a little bit more about the financial breakdown of things throughout the world, et cetera, et cetera. That would be wonderful. So please read that for me, and folks, thanks for listening. He's got lots to say.
If you lead life in love and care, you will prevail. If you lead life in fear and anger, you will fail. Feel free for you to be the person you wish to be, not the person who conforms to what others want them to be. You are a multi-dimensional being operating simultaneously on many levels. You are not here to conform. You are not here to be stifled. You are not here to be enslaved. And you are not here to be abused or to compete with your friends, family, or neighbors. You are here to be the best you can be and do so as a crown of creation. Now go out with the confidence of who and what you are and excel in yourself, and in doing so, inspire others. Thank you for inviting me on.
Thank you so much for joining the Shift Happens radio show, and enjoy your end of your day with Chloe, and we look forward to maybe next week having another show. Yep. And we'll talk a little bit on the financial end.
Good.
Good, great. Thank you,
Thomas. Thank you
very much. And you bet. My name is Ellen Carrier. This is the Shift Happens Radio Show 2018 version. And we thank you so much for joining in. And we will talk to you again next week.
Bye.